Hamish is back in Barga. Hamish Moore, who was the artist in residence, making his small pipes. When was that? That was last year, the year before?
2008.
2008, so it was, yeah, 2008. Yeah.
So I've been away for it was exactly 2 years ago just now that I arrived in Barga. And I stayed till October 2008. I went home earlier than was planned. But anyway, back now for my third time back after I had left. And it's great. I'm enjoying it.
You've brought some news with you. You're coming back. You're here for a reason. You're sorting out.
Yeah, there's, I'm hopefully running a summer school of... It started off just as piping, but I've included other forms of traditional music and song in Barga Vecchia. Been lucky enough to be offered the Conservatorio San Elisabetta for running the school and also for student budget student accommodation. Up near the Duomo, which will just be the most stunning place for it. And it really came about through being invited to Isernia and to Assisi to teach at the Italian Bagpipe Association schools, the spring school and the autumn school, and speaking to the president of that association, I proposed that we establish a school here in Barga because of the beautiful atmosphere within the town and the layout and the fact that everyone can walk everywhere and there's good food and accommodation to be had in the town. And it's grown arms and legs since the original idea of just being a piping school. And we're offering tuition now in Scottish fiddle, flute, hard shoe percussive step dance, and Scots song.
So that means more than one tutor's coming. How many tutors will actually be here for the summer school?
Well, there are four piping tutors. There's a flute, dance, fiddle, and two song tutors. So that's about 10 tutors altogether, and myself coordinating it. One of the great bonuses we've got is that one of the piping tutors, who is originally American but he lives in the Maritimes now, and his parents live in the Maritimes in Canada. He's a Gaelic scholar and he speaks fluent Gaelic, but his girlfriend is Venetian, and her PhD thesis was on the links between Gaelic song and the music, so she's got a profound knowledge of the way, the oral way that we'll be teaching the music, and Julia's going to give a talk each day at the end of classes in Italian to the school. She'll also help with admin and she'll help with translations. The school's been designed to be Italian in its layout. The classes are there, and they're not very onerous or very long. There are two teaching sessions in the morning and two shorter ones in the afternoon. But we have 2 hours for lunch, and where everyone will be given the opportunity to sit around a table together. And Italians love their meals, and they love to sit down for several courses. And
of course, you don't age around the table. It's one of the classic sayings of this area. Nobody ages sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm. And having experienced the piping schools in Assisi and in Isernia, they also love to sing, and so there'll be ample opportunity for playing tunes and singing around the table at lunch. And and at dinner. We're eating every night at 8, which gives everyone 4 hours off between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock to walk or practice or sleep or drink aperitivos or play sessions or whatever they want, and then everyone will gather again at 8 o'clock for a meal, and that meal will be the ceilidh. We won't need to have special ceilidhs laid on because it'll happen just around the table. So we're bringing the best from Italian culture and the best from Scottish Gaelic culture and from Scots culture as well.
No better place to do it than Barga, of course, with
fantastic, yeah.
The Scottish connection with Barga over the centuries. Mm. So when is this actually going to take place?
It's on the 20th of June, starting with enrolments on Sunday the 20th, and it runs through from Monday to Friday and finishes officially the following Sunday, which is the 27th, and I'm hoping that on the Saturday that people will stay and we can just have a day playing and singing and talking and relaxing. And I'm hoping that there'll be a concert on the Friday night. One of the interesting things that's cropped up is the piece of music which has been written by Blair Douglas from Skye in memory of Johnny Moscardini from Barga.
We wrote an article about this last year.
Barga News, yes.
Where you could actually download and listen to and streaming the piece of music that he'd written about Moscardini.
Mm.
So he's actually going to come.
Hopefully, and the piece hopefully will be performed by a piper and Barga musicians. And
yeah, because the piece isn't just for pipes, is it?
It's for a silver band.
A silver band, yes.
Yeah. And the sentiment with which he wrote the music is fantastic, because it wasn't just for Johnny Moscardini, it's a metaphor for all the Italians who came to Scotland and the affection with which we hold those immigrants and how they've integrated and fitted into our society and culture so well. So it's in celebration and commemoration of that too. So it's a lovely sentiment, and no better place to perform this piece of music than in Barga.
So a final concert at the end of in the last week of June, basically, with this piece from the musician from Skye.
This will be the central.
This will be the central piece.
Equivalent to, you know, the central piece last time being the Compagnie di Barga.
Bells of Barga, yes. Yeah.
And I've just been contacted while I was here a couple of days ago by Gaelic Television, BBC Alapa, who want to come over and record not just the school but the performance of the Johnny Moscardini piece. So that'll add so much to the school to have television involved in that and recording it.
Great, so lots of things to look forward to.
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff. And yeah. So this hopefully is going to be a permanent school, that every year this school will take place.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Every summer. I keep saying I'm organising it on a shoestring, no funding, being given the conservatorio for running it, which was the key to it happening, but organising it on the hoof, on a shoestring, but I know that once people come here once, there'll be a waiting list for places next year. I'm also being given the opportunity to teach in this very special way, this oral way, where the music will be taught according to the rhythms of language and of dance, rather than from a piece of paper. and people will be encouraged to invent the way they play and the ornaments that they use that fits in hand in glove with as I say, the rhythms of the language and the rhythms of the dance. And this will be unique in the world.
So this means music basically coming through the body, not through the eyes.
Exactly.
Not through the eyes.
From the heart. Mm. Yeah. And I know Italians will respond to this because they're so passionate people. And,
This is great. This is really good. This is something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens in June. And again, we'll next year and the year after.
Yeah.
Okay, Hermes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.